This episode of Dean Bakari's Meaningful Show is brought to you by Flashbooks, where you can get best-selling business and self-improvement book summaries that you can read or listen to in under 20 minutes. To learn more and get started for just a buck today, visit www.getflashnotes.com. Welcome to the Meaningful Show podcast, where every single week we work to bring you an inspiring insight, idea, or interview to help you live better, work better, and be better both in life and in business. Brought to you by MeaningfulHQ.com, we've got one very simple goal here on this show, and that is to help you do more of what matters and less of what doesn't. I'm your host, Dean Bakari, and if you're ready, then I'm ready. So let's get into it. Yo, what's going on? This is Dean Bakari. Welcome back to the podcast. Today, we are going to discuss this idea of finding your own unique calling, your voice, your vocation, your life's task, as Robert Greene calls it in his book, Mastery. I was just recently flipping through that book again, and I came across this really interesting passage here that I want to share with you in this episode because, you know, I get a lot of emails from people talking about how, you know, maybe I don't have anything unique to share with the world. Maybe I don't have anything that stands out. And I want to tell you that you're wrong if you think that you don't have anything that stands out. It's just a matter, if you don't think that you have anything that stands out, that anything you can contribute to the world in a meaningful way, then you know what that means? It means that you haven't done enough to try and figure that out yet. You haven't experienced enough things to tap into that unique calling of yours. So here's what Robert Greene says in his awesome book, Mastery, which I would highly recommend that you read or at least pick up the summary over at getflashnotes.com. And in this passage, here's what he says. He says that what we lack most in the modern world is a sense of a larger purpose to our lives. In the past, it was organized religion that often supplied this, but most of us now live in a secularized world. We human animals are unique. We must build our own world. We do not simply react to events out of biological scripting, but without a sense of direction provided to us, we tend to flounder. We don't know how to fill up and structure our time. There seems to be no defining purpose to our lives. We are perhaps not conscious of this emptiness, but it infects us in all kinds of ways. Feeling that we are called to accomplish something is the most positive way for us to supply this sense of purpose and direction. Again, feeling that we are called upon to accomplish something is the most positive way for us to supply this sense of purpose and this direction in the world. He goes on, it is a religious-like quest for each of us. This quest should not be seen as selfish or antisocial, because it's not. It is, in fact, connected to something much larger than our individual lives. Our evolution as a species is dependent on the creation of a tremendous diversity of skills and ways of thinking. We thrive by the collective activity of people supplying their individual talents. Without such diversity, a culture dies. Now, your uniqueness at birth is a marker of this necessity and this necessary diversity. To the degree you cultivate and express it, you are fulfilling a vital role. Now, our times, he goes on, might emphasize equality, which we then mistake. This is a knowledge bomb right here, by the way. Our times might emphasize equality, which we then mistake for the need for everyone to be the same. But what we really mean by this is the equal chance for people to express their differences, to let a thousand flowers bloom. Your vocation is more than the work that you do. It is intimately connected to the deepest part of your being, and it is a manifestation of the intense diversity in nature and within human culture. In this sense, you must see your vocation as eminently poetic and inspiring. Eminently poetic and inspiring. I love that. Okay, so he goes on. One final thing I want to read to you from this before we dive into some actions that you can take to actually make this happen in your life. The final thing I want to say to you or read to you from the book, Mastery, is this. Some 2,600 years ago, The ancient Greek poet Pindar wrote, "Become who you are by learning who you are. Become who you are by learning who you are." Now, what he meant was the following. You are born with a particular makeup and a particular set of tendencies that mark you as a piece of fate. It is who you are to the core. Now, some people never become who they are. They stop trusting in themselves. They conform to the tastes of others, and they end up wearing a mask that hides their true nature. If you allow yourself to learn who you really are by paying attention to that voice and force within you, then you can become what you were fated to become. And that is an individual, a master. So how can you start doing this? What are some actionable steps you can take? So the first of the four that I want to share with you here that I kind of took note of as I was reading this book a while ago and I kind of came across when I opened it back up was this. First things first, you want to define a purpose for yourself. It doesn't just drop out of the sky, right? A purpose is a set of values. You want to ask yourself, what are my values? These are things that you define yourself. What are your values? What are your principles? What do you stand for? What do you want to be about in life? What do you want your life to be about? So for me personally, to give you an example, my life is about inspiring people to inspire themselves, to improve their lives and achieve their goals. Everything I do is centered around that simple, simple mission to inspire people, to inspire you, to inspire yourself, to improve your life and achieve your goals. And I do my very best across every single endeavor that I take on in life to make sure that I'm living up to that as best I possibly can. Every action I take falls in line with that mission, whether it's this podcast, whether it's a speaking engagement, whether it's get flash notes, book summaries, you know, that's about inspiring you quickly with knowledge that you can use and take action on in your life, right? So you want to define your purpose right from the outset. That's the first thing. And if you don't know what that is, what would it be if you could have one, right? What are some things that you want to live by that matter to you? What are some things that you want to kind of use as a code or creed or set of virtues to kind of live by in your life that you want to be about, that you want to be remembered by? So that's the first thing there. The second thing is this. Don't try to follow your passion. Don't follow your passion. Try instead to bring it with you. What do I mean by that? If you try to follow your passion, and this was a huge mistake that I made a lot, you know, when I was trying to figure things out for myself, when I was working for, you know, my corporate gig that I absolutely hated, I'm like, oh man, what am I passionate about? What am I, you know, I came all the way to California to try and find my passion, to try and find myself. And, you know, I realized a really important lesson there. If I was just going to try to follow my passion, try and find my passion, I was just going to keep spinning my wheels, man. Because instead of trying to find my passion, what I really needed to do was try a bunch of stuff and bring passion to that with me as I was trying it. So the idea here is instead of trying to find your passion, try a bunch of stuff, bring passion with you. Because passion is not something that we can find. It ain't something you can find. It's a result. Passion is a result. It's the result of the decisions that we make and the actions that we take. Make enough decisions, make enough actions, you'll start to find something that matters to you, that you love. But you gotta approach everything with equal enthusiasm because it ain't gonna fall on your lap. Number three, if something doesn't feel right? If it doesn't feel like it's in line with your nature, your values, your sense of who you are, then don't do it. Just don't do it. Don't pretend like you like something when every bone in your body tells you that you don't. Right? If you're bored with something, don't do it anymore. Just because everybody else is doing it doesn't mean that you need to enjoy it. Just because everyone else enjoys it, you don't need to enjoy it. For example, like one thing that I just don't have in common with most dudes is the fact that I don't watch sports. I don't enjoy watching sports. That doesn't mean that I don't like people who watch sports. Most of my friends love sports. Almost every single one of my friends loves sports. But it's just not my thing. I don't like sitting down and watching a baseball game. I don't enjoy sitting down and watching football. I'll play it. And even that I don't do too much. I'm more so, I like to do things like hiking. I like to be outdoors. I like athletics, but I'm just not into sports per se, right? I love working out, weightlifting, but I'm just not into sports. And so I'm not going to pretend like I enjoy it when I don't. And so that's one weird thing about me, that it just doesn't, I don't enjoy sitting down and watching sports. That's a menial example, but it's still an example. If something doesn't feel right to you, another example was, you know, I used to, many of you know, if you've been listening for a while, that I used to work for Big Tobacco and marketing, and I absolutely hated it. It did not feel right to go into work every day and contribute to the death of millions of human beings around the world. It felt disgusting. So I quit. I did something about it, right? I stopped doing it. And I couldn't do that immediately like I wanted to from the moment I had that epiphany. Oh my God, I'm doing something so negative, something that's really having a negative impact on the world. I couldn't just get up the next morning and quit. I had, you know, bills and stuff like that to handle, right? And so I had to figure out an alternative path for myself that allowed me to do meaningful work. And part of that was defining my purpose, defining my values, figuring out what I was about, step one. And then secondly, trying a bunch of stuff and being equally enthusiastic about every single thing that I tried, step two. And then thirdly, making sure that I was in tune with whether it felt right to me, right? Whether it was something that I was actually able to kind of mesh with, something that I was able to fully embody, that felt like I was using my real voice, right? And so those were the first three steps. The fourth step is to always, fourth and final step, by the way, always be curious and always be open to new opportunities. I like to think of it this way. Opportunities are like clothes, right? You can try them on. You can see how they fit. If you like the way they make you look and feel, then you keep them. But if they don't fit, if you hate the way they make you look and feel, then you return them, you donate them, you do away with them, and you never have to let yourself worry about them ever again. It's up to you. That's the beauty of it all. It's always up to you. So do not be afraid to try on as many things as you like until you find the one that fits just right. And if you could do that, then you know what's coming. You'll be living like you give a damn. It's Dean. Listen, I hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast. If you found this episode inspiring, or if anything else you've heard on the show has helped you or made an impact on your life in any way, I'd really appreciate it if you showed me a little love with a quick review over on iTunes or on whichever podcast platform you tune into the show on. Every single review helps us reach and inspire more people to live like they give a damn. Listen, if you've got self-help questions of your own that you'd like me to answer live on the podcast, hit me up over at meaningfulhq.com. You can submit them over on the contact page, or you can just shoot your questions directly to me at questions@deanbakari.com. Thanks again so much for subscribing, sharing, and tuning into the show. I've said it before, I'll say it again. It's because of you and tens of thousands of other listeners from around the world tuning in every single week, week after week, day after day, that we are able to continue creating content to help you crush it and make an impact in your life and at work. So thank you for being part of this and continuing to share the podcast with your friends, your family, and anyone else you think it could help. Until next time, this is Dean Bakari telling you to go out there every single day and live like you give a damn.